Hello and welcome to another Dad Strength podcast. I am your host, Richie Leahy. Today, we are on the month 6 developmental chart for your child. Now, these milestones, again, we're looking at them. They are just a guideline to what stage your child should be at around at this age. Now, that doesn't mean that if they're not at this stage, that they're behind developmentally or they might be super advanced. It just means that they might be progressing at a different rate compared to other children. These are just the guidelines, things to look for, different tips that I've seen as my daughter went through these stages. Now, at the 6 month, we're going to be kind of building on the previous months that we looked at. And we have the same group categories: social, emotional, language communication, cognitive, and movement, physical development. And so the first one, at month 6, your child's going to be a little bit more social. They're learning about different cues, important cues that they pick up from their environment. So the developmental milestones here for social are going to be, they're going to start to recognize familiar faces to them. And this is going to be something where our daughter was able to pick up my brother, his voice, his mannerisms, even though she didn't know him that often, probably because he acts and sounds sort of like me. So she'll pick it up. She knows that he wasn't a stranger. The one thing that is a downside to this, if your child is afraid of strangers, they might start to cry in public. We took her out and about around this age to different things in public, parades. We went to the St. Patrick's Day parade just to get her used to seeing other people and others that she doesn't see. She also joined a play group, so that was another way for her to get used to seeing other adults and children. And we also went to a reading club at the library. The local library had a reading section that they would do every week, actually every couple of days, for different age groups that you could take them to. And they'll meet other children there, other parents, and they'll be able to act in like a structured environment. So at 6 months, they should be able to do that. They'll begin to try to interact with others. So they'll like to play games, other adults, children. They'll still kind of be in their own little world. So you might be playing with them and they'll be playing in parallel. And what that means is they're playing with the same toys that you're playing, but they have their own thoughts going on. So they're not actually interacting with you or someone else. They're playing even in the same setting right beside you, but they're still doing their own developmental processing. Another thing to look for is if the child responds to emotions. So like if you're happy and smiling, they should pick up on that, smile, laugh at that. If you're sad and yelling, that's why you want to try to keep it positive around the house, because you don't want them picking up on the negative vibes, especially the crying, the shouting. Your child will pick up and they'll learn those cues from their environment, and then they'll grow up doing the same thing and they'll repeat it. That's why you have the age-old debate, which one's more influential, nature or nurture, because they might have it intrinsically stashed inside them, certain mannerisms, but they can also learn from the nurture themselves. And then the last one is like to look at themselves in a mirror. We had one of those mobiles, I think they're called, the ones that hang above you. We had like a mobile one. Yeah, a mobile. But we laid it flat on the ground, and it had different hanging things that she could play at, hit with her hand. And one of them was a mirror, and she really enjoyed that. The other thing that she liked in the car ride was a mirror that looked, and I had it aimed at her, but it was tilted it away because it was kind of like a convex mirror, a curved one, I think that's what they're called, where she could kind of tilt her head and then be able to see me and the rearview mirror. I don't know if she actually knew that she was looking at me, but you could tell that she was trying to in the mirror. But that's cool, because she would talk to herself, so it would keep her busy on long drives. So that's something that I would recommend. And they'll start to look at the mirror. We had one in the bathroom. So like whenever we would get ready for bed, it was like a big wall mirror that she could see herself in. And she always liked to like play, point at it, try to touch it, and talk to it. So those are the social emotional stages, starting to interact, starting to play more, and recognizing some of the faces. I think some of these they've had at the last month milestone too. So more of the same. Now for the language and communication section, they're going to start to respond to sounds. And one thing we try to do was to avoid saying no. Try to redirect instead, because I didn't want her to think that that was a negative tone, because most people say no, it's very short and blunt choice of word, and it's going to be loud. So they're going to know like, hey, that's an intimidating no. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but that's just something that I did. But they will start to pick up on it. Same with yes. I always tried to shake my head when I said the words. So if I'd say yes, I'd shake my head in a yes motion. If I was going to tell her not to do something like, hey, don't climb on that, I would shake my head in a no motion back and forth. That way she could start to pick up on some of the nonverbal cues that I was throwing down. And your child at this age will start to string together vowels when babbling, like eh, 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 oh, oh, oh. And they'll take turns talking with parents. So what that means is, as you're talking, give a little space, like tell them like about your day, and pause and let them babble back and forth. They will try to converse with you at this age. So it's pretty neat. You can have conversations with them. And that's something else I try to do, like, hey, just give a recap of my day. That way she felt involved. Look at her whenever I came home. I'd hold her, talk to her, tell her what was going on. I did the same thing during football games I watched on TV. Explained to her what was happening and some other like TV shows we were watching. Just so that she would get used to the cadence of a conversation. At this age too, while you're talking to them, your child should be able to respond to their own name. So that's another thing to look out for. We have a nickname for our daughter. She responded to both. As long as you're consistent, the child will know who you're talking to. And along with that, the next thing to look for are the sounds. They should be able to make sounds to show like they're displeased or they're happy. So like the easiest way for us to find this was whenever she was eating, she might make a sound like, ugh, didn't like that. And that might have been a little bit after 6 months whenever we started to introduce liquid foods. She wasn't a fan, but that's whenever we started to notice that she could make sounds to like voice her displeasure. Mainly grunts. If she didn't want to do something, she would grunt. So look for that. Could be different for every child. And the last communication stage for this month is going to be consonant sounds. So this is where you'll start to hear either a ba 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 ba, maybe a da 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 da, and the parent will say, oh, they're saying dad, or mum 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 mum. So they'll start to jibber jabber with making the sounds of solid letters, consonants. And that's something that you want to look for. Child will start to pick up on different things with the vocals. So make sure that you're talking to them. I don't talk in baby talk. And I don't believe in that, because that's only going to limit what your child hears. I talk in full sentences. We also did other language. Listen to the radio in other languages, other songs, did a lot of music stuff, so that she would be exposed to as many sounds as possible, because we'd want her to be able to use those sounds and make the sounds if she wanted to learn another language down the road. Moving on now into cognitive thinking. She'll be able to look around different things nearby, look around, notice different objects. They might start to reach for them. Like, hey, I know that that's my toy. We moved when we started to do liquid foods, like bowls, to see if she would reach for them. And I played a game when she had started crawling at this age, or maybe a little bit before this, I don't know. She started crawling early, but I would put a towel in front of her and see if she would reach for it. So just looking around different things, she'll notice them and see if you can get her attention. Next, they'll try to do is put things in their mouth. And we didn't use a binky or anything like that to have her suck to go to sleep. But I did have like some teether rings. Try to give her those to like get used to them for whenever her teeth came in. It kind of worked. She was used to them whenever her teeth did finally break through. But they'll start to put things in her mouth. It can be frustrating because she drooled a lot. Maybe it could just be our child, but you'll notice that a lot of things get wet. You don't want to have your phone out around for them. They'll pick it up, put it in their mouth, and start to malfunction. Or paper, anything that can get wet and ruined, just be careful. So the next thing too is they might have a rash from the extra water on the mouth because it won't let it heal. So you'll have like a red rash, a water rash around the mouth. So that's something to look for. You can put a towel. Our daughter didn't wear a bib, so we didn't really have any way to combat that. And another thing, another stage I have on here is curiosity and trying to reach things. That goes back to when I said about having an object in front of them to see if they would try to reach for it, crawl to it, roll to it. You can start to do that. I used a towel. It was a Michigan towel. It had a bright maize M on it, something that she could focus on and reach for. And the next one, the last one for cognitive, is pass things between the hands. So this will start to build hand-eye coordination. And I recommend spending time with this because I'm a firm believer in hand-eye coordination later on down the line. Like if your child is going to do anything, and it might not even be athletics, something as simple as driving, you're going to need the hand-eye coordination so you're not clumsy. So I was always trying to play with her physically so that she would build her balance. And into that then is a moving and physical development category. The roll into both directions from front to back or back to front. Our daughter did that. You can kind of nudge them to get them going. It depends on the body type too. But that's something you should begin to look for and to see then. Once they're able to roll, they should be able to sit without support. You need that neck strength. We had one of those bumbo chairs that held our daughter up. And then she was able to sit without support. But you don't really need anything like that either. I would sit her up on the couch beside me and kind of have her lean against me just so that she could build her head strength as she tried to look around. And the other one then is to, when you can hold them, they should be able to like support their weight on their legs. They might bounce a little bit. Well, I had her do full squats. Like I would hold her hands and guide her down and then see if she could push herself up, which she was able to do. And then we were on a car ride and she did it from the seat when we were doing a diaper change. She almost fell off the seat because she did it so quick. She was laying down and she kind of like kicked off like you'd kick off a swimming pool wall. But that's what we did. Tried to build her leg strength. I think that's one of the reasons why she walked sooner than she was supposed to, because I was always doing leg strength exercises with her. Not really exercising, I wasn't like forcing her, making her do it. I just always held her up. It was easier for me, and she liked to be in that position. So the seated one, she liked. She could do the head support, but she didn't really need to be in that. And from there, they'll start to rock back and forth, getting ready to do the motion, whether it be crawling or rolling, depending on what stage your child's at. So that's it for month 6. Getting into an exciting month here, doing movement, noticing things, starting to be able to play pretty good games. Our daughter started crawling. I played a game. I called it like bowl, where I had my towel and she would crawl to it and I'd pull it up like I was a matador. So it's a lot of fun games you can play that are developmentally enriching to your child. So that's it. Again, we're using the developmental charts on the CDC website in the United States, cdc.gov. And that was the month 6 developmental chart. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Dad Strength with Richie Leahy.